Morning. Morning, morning. Woo! We're here to praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. So Father, we just want to come here before you today to thank you and praise you for all the things that you have done, Lord. We pray that you would just pour out your Holy Spirit on us and fill us up, Lord. Fill us up with your life, Lord, the very water of life, Lord God. And just honor you and just pray for those who, you know, are having a hard time and give them healing and comfort, Lord, and all the good things that you have for us, Lord. We just want to receive and then give away. In Jesus' name, amen. I can feel you flowing through me. Holy Spirit, come and fill me up. Come and fill me up. Love and mercy, fill my senses. I am thirsty for your presence, Lord. Come and fill me up. Lord, let your mercy wash away all of my sins. Fill me completely with your love once again. I need you, I want you, I love your presence. I need you, I want you, I love your presence, oh Lord. I can feel you flowing through me, Holy Spirit. Come and fill me up. Come and fill me up. Love and mercy, fill my senses. I am thirsty for your presence, Lord. Come and fill me up. Lord, let your mercy wash away all of my sins. Fill me completely with your love once again. I need you, I want you, I love your presence. I need you, I want you, I love your presence, oh Lord. Lord, let your mercy wash away all of my sins. Fill me completely with your love once again. I need you, I want you, I love your presence. I need you, I want you, I love your presence, oh Lord. Presence. I got it mixed up. You created me inside your great imagination. You're the one who gave me my first breath. You have overseen my life and brought me to redemption. I know that you're not finished with me yet. I'm reaching for you. I'm singing to you. I'm lifting my hands to praise you. Lifting my voice to thank you. I'm reaching for you. Jesus, I need you. Giving my heart to know you. I'm living my life to serve you. I'm reaching for you. You're the one who spoke the word of life to light my darkness. I opened up my eyes till I could see. Jesus, you have promised to complete the work you started, faithful to fulfill your grace in me. I'm reaching for you, I'm singing to you, lifting my hands to praise you, lifting my voice to thank you. I'm reaching for you, Jesus, I need you, giving my heart to know you. I'm living my life to serve you. I'm reaching for you. I'm reaching for Jesus. Pour out your love from heaven, fill me until I overflow. Lord, I want more. Reach down your hands from heaven, pull me closer than ever before. Lord, I want more. Pour out your love. Pour out your love from heaven, fill me until I overflow. Lord, I want more. Reach down your hands from heaven, pull me closer than ever before. Lord, I want more. I'm reaching for you, I'm singing to you, I'm lifting my hands to praise you, I'm lifting my voice to thank you. I'm reaching for you, Jesus, I need you, I'm giving my heart to know you, I'm living my life to serve you. I'm reaching for you, I'm singing to you. I'm lifting my hands to praise you. I'm lifting my voice to thank you. I'm reaching for you, Jesus, I need you. I'm giving my heart to know you. I'm lifting my life to serve you. I'm reaching for you. I'm reaching for you. Praise you. Come fill us up, Lord, because we're reaching for you. All right. I'm headed down this narrow road, chosen by the few, and all that I know told me to follow you. Taking a risk and leaving it all, not knowing what I'll go through. But I'm not alone as long as they follow you. So when my life's a leap of faith, I can hear you say, well done, well done. I'm gonna chase you, Lord, I'm gonna show the world your love. Oh, I'll run, I'll run. I'm gonna run this race to hear you say, well done. If people walk with me, talk with me, looking for truth, they're gonna find out soon. If they're following me, they're gonna follow you. So let my life speak loud and clear. Lord, I wanna hear, well done, well done. I'm gonna chase you, Lord, I'm gonna show the world your love. Oh, I'll run, I'll run. gonna run this race to hear you say, well done. And I'm so glad that I get to serve you, Lord. You're the only one I'm living for. Oh, I'm gonna run straight into your open arms. Gonna follow you with all my heart. Oh, 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 oh. Well done, oh yeah. I'm gonna chase you, Lord. I'm gonna show the world your love. Oh, I'll run. Oh, I'll run. I'm gonna run this race to hear you say, well done. I'm gonna run this race to hear you say, well done. Gonna run this race to hear you say, well done, well done. That's what the Lord would say to us, well done. My foes are many, they rise against me, but I will hold my ground. I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way, my help is on the way. My foes are many. My foes are many, they rise against me, but I will hold my ground. I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way, my help is on the way. Oh my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear, His promise is true. My God will come through always, always. Trouble surrounds me, chaos abounding, my soul will rest in you. I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way, my help is on the way. Oh my God, He will not delay, my refuge and strength. I will not fear, His promise is true. My God will come through always, always. I lift my eyes up, my help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up, my help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up, my help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up, my help comes. Refuge and strength always. I will not fear, His promise is true. My God will come through always. I will not fear, His promise is true. My God will come through always. Always. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Higher than the mountains that I face, stronger than the power of the grave, the constant in the trial and the shame, one thing remains, one thing remains, higher than the mountains. Higher than the mountains that I face, stronger than the power of the grave, constant in the trial and the change, one thing remains, one Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love. And on and on and on and on it goes. It overwhelms and satisfies my soul. And I never ever have to be afraid. One thing remains. One thing remains. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love. In death, in life, I'm confident and covered by the power of your great love. My debt is paid. There's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love. Your love. Thank you, Jesus. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathe your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Before I spoke a word. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, you're overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good. I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Praise the Lord, we thank you for your love. So lift up thanks to the Lord for his love, the great love, Lord, that you have shown us. Just from the beginning of the year, you've shown us, Lord, great love and mercy. We praise you, Lord, and thank you. Praise you, Lord, thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah to our God. Hallelujah, Lord. Your love is so great.
My Lord, what love is this that pays so dearly that I, the guilty one, may go free? Amazing love.
Lord's sacrifice, the Son of God given for me. My debt he paid, my death he died, that I might live, that I might live. And so they watched him die, despised and rejected, but oh, the blood he shed flowed for me. Amazing love, what sacrifice, the Son of God given for me. My debt he pays, my death he died, that I might live, that I might live. And now this love of Christ shall flow like rivers. So come, wash your guilt away. Live again. Amazing love, what sacrifice, the Son of God given for me. My debt he pays, my death he died, that I might live. Amazing love, amazing love, what sacrifice, the Son of God given for me. My debt he pays, my death he died, that I might live, that I might live, that I might live.
Putting on that wonderful soldier that you drew, painted for us, Donna, with the soldier of, you know, Romans, or what, not Ephesians 6, armor of God.
Yes.
And I put that on this morning as I was putting on the breastplate of righteousness. He was just reminding me, Barbara, that is not your righteousness, that is mine. There is nothing I have done or could ever do that makes me anything special.
Yeah.
But to hear those words, well done, don't we all just want that? And yes. So we think, well, then that means I have to, oh, I've got to do it right, or else I haven't done it right, and he's not going to pat me on the head when I get there, and oh, I want to do it right. And God says, just hang on to my righteousness. Put on my righteousness. I have given it to you. And so I want to pray for us. Because I just know the days are chaotic, as we're saying, and and we all have our individual struggles and our corporate struggles, but are we a gift to each other? I wasn't here last week. I just need to be with you guys. I need to worship corporately, not just by myself, although I've got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit worshiping with me while encouraging me, but we need to pray for each other. We need to encourage each other. We need to model whatever gift we've received from Him. We need to be givers out of that. And actually, that reminds me that I was thinking, just to prove how inadequate I myself am, I'm going to pray in the Spirit right now, because I really don't know what the Lord wants to pray for us or for you individually or for the world. I don't know how to pray that way. And the scripture instructs us to pray because the Spirit will pray what we don't understand. Yeah. And also that it edifies us. But yes. My soul, why do we need that? So actually, if you also have been given or have received the gift of tongues at any point, maybe you're a little rusty or whatever, it doesn't matter. God, the Holy Spirit will pray through us. Could we just do that for a minute? And then we'll see, because God always reveals His truth through His words, His spiritual words. He'll reveal what it is the Spirit's praying. So we should also expect that gift of interpretation to follow on this. So let's just pray together. Receivers. of the overflow of your Holy Spirit. We don't want to neglect to hold out our hands, to lift up our heads, and to receive whatever your Spirit would pour into us. It's all good. It's from you. It's all good. And it's for the furthering of your kingdom and your glory, Jesus. We want to represent you well because we want you to be glorified on this earth. We thank you that you are glorifying your name in the church.
Yes.
I was reading today, a couple days ago. I was reading in Genesis, believe it or not. Or was it Exodus? I don't know about it.
Genesis? Sure.
And I was thinking about Moses. Moses, you know, he fled and he went to the land of Midian, I guess, and he sat near a well. And it struck me, you know, how many times, you know, it says somebody went to a well.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's all through the Bible.
Yep, it is.
The well of him who sees me, the well of the oath, you know, they're all through, especially, Genesis. And then the woman at the well, as you were saying, as Barbara was mentioning, and I thought, wow, there's a lot that happens, you know, around the well, you know, the water, you know, where you can get refreshed with water. And so I just felt like the Lord was saying to me and now to all of you, come to the well. Come to the well, because Moses, he came to the well, and then Midian's daughters came, or whatever his name was, and he fed all the camels. You know, he watered all the sheep, right? So come to the well and drink and water other people.
That's right.
You know,
that's
right. It's nice. So anyway, I like to share that.
Thank you.
Abraham's servant found a wife for Isaac at the well. Isn't that a great story? The Lord would just remind us too that it's not by power, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit,
says the Lord. So, hey, I want us to, it's funny, I have a good friend that I don't get to see very often, but he's constantly reaching out, and he's asked. His brother has MS and just has some serious issues going on. And he's in the hospital in Oklahoma, and it looks like they finally just discovered that he has pneumonia, and they're actually hoping that's what it is. You know, it's funny that, you know, you'd hope you'd have pneumonia, but it's some pretty serious issues. I won't give you all the stuff, but he sent me a text just a few minutes ago, and says, "This got four or five of your great men of God on speed text for maximum prayer coverage." And I just texted him back, says, "Praying right now in our service." So Lord Jesus. I think Justin's brother's name is Ray, and we just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the doctors find what's wrong, but Lord, we're asking you to heal whatever he needs healing, Lord. Wherever he needs healing, we're asking you to heal completely, Lord. Minister faith to Justin this morning, and just encouragement, Lord. Let your presence, as we sang earlier, let him recognize your presence, that you're hearing and answering our prayers. We agree together. The Lord, just continue to be with Johnny. She's recovering. Lord, we pray for Wayne. He's got a pretty serious appointment with the cardiologist this Thursday. And so we just pray that cardioversion would accomplish, and if it's not that, Lord, maybe it doesn't need, all you need to do is jumpstart that heart. And so we're asking you to do that, Lord, and we just pray that in your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Remember to pray for Blossom and her kids. Just everybody doing okay? What's that? Okay. Yes, I do. Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, you're, I can pull this up again, my notes. Your songs that you led this morning, I don't see the, or there they are in here. A musical. Amazing Love, Reckless Love, One Thing Remains, Your Love Never Fails, just the theme, of course, the incredible love of God. Always, Well Done, just Reaching For You, I think you started off with, at least toward the beginning there, Come and Fill Me Up, Reaching For You. I just thought, you know, this is exactly the message that the Lord has been speaking to my heart. I think He's been speaking it to so many of us. I mentioned last week that I had been reading. Come on, be nice to me. I think a lot of us are, you know, we're reading through Genesis. I'm reading through. I think I'm at Genesis 45 or 40, you know, almost the end of Genesis, and midway through Matthew and such. I was reading through such, I can't tell you how familiar this verse is to me, but you know how sometimes you read a familiar verse and all of a sudden it just goes, just comes right. Just in sync, or just comes right near, and that's like, this verse is for you today, and so I shared this last Sunday, but it's just all week long. It's the out of Matthew 11, 28. It says, "Come," Jesus says, and it's like it just like Jesus spoke to me and said, "Come to me, David, you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Sometimes it doesn't feel so light. And I realize that that's kind of an indictment. I don't mean this to be, I'm just telling what the Lord spoke to me. I just like, if it's heavy, am I really yoked? You know, or maybe it's if it's heavy, it's a maybe not so much an indictment, just a calling. Come to me. It doesn't have to be heavy. Yet there's always, and I'm going to share with you some of what Jesus went through, but it does feel like we are in a season of weariness. If you're not feeling, I am feeling that, and I think, in fact, I know you are, because that's so often why I feel that weariness, is because I sense, you know, the heaviness, the weariness, and just the challenges, just some deep challenges that so many of us are going through. Some of them, you know, some of them physical. But many of them, you know, that often are even heavier than physical stuff. And I just, when I say weary, it's not a confession of weakness. I'm not talking about when I say I'm feeling weary. It's I'm not weak. I am not weak. I mean, I am, you know, let the weak say they are strong. You know, so I am saying that I am strong because I am strong in the Lord. I tell you, I'm not lazy. I'm not careless. But I have, you know, that those feelings of just weariness. And and God just helps me with pictures. I just had this picture of about 10 years ago when Josh and I were running the Portland Marathon. And I can just picture it just so clearly. We were coming up St. John's Bridge. And it's, you know, it's a bit of a grade just at the beginning of a race. Well, this is like mile 20. And I'm feeling weary. And I mean, everyone is, because it's well into the race. And and as we come over the crest there, I hear someone yelling, you know, because there's people cheering and stuff along the way, but I hear someone yell, "Keep going, Josh! Keep going, Dave! You're doing good. You're gonna make it. You look great." You know, and it was Don Howard. Some of you know him, Don Howard and his two boys, and they had posters, they had they had noisemakers, they were just making a lot of ruckus. And I mean, even to this, at this moment, as I share that, I can feel the energy, the encouragement, the just that that feeling of not just happiness, or not just like, wow, good to see you. There's something that energizes your and it wasn't like then we just, you know, slid on into the finish line or anything. There was still weariness. It was a challenge, but their cheer energized us, renewed motivation, strength to press on. And that is what Jesus does. Jesus is saying, when you're weary or when you feel fatigue, don't give up. That's not just, yeah, just give up. You know, just, it's too hard. No, it's don't lose heart, but don't depend on your own strength. Don't allow the things of this world to weigh you down. And just because, as I mentioned, just because you feel weak sometimes doesn't mean that we are weak. That's a lie. I just kind of like the Lord would say, I will be with you at milepost 21. And 22, and 23, and even waiting for you at the end, mm-hmm. cheering you. Let me read this, cheering you every step of the way. Let me read this out of the Passion. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Come to me, and I will refresh your life. Simply join your life with mine. And I think I mentioned last week that in the one of the notes I read is it, like, bend your neck to my yoke. Learn my ways and you'll discover that I am gentle, humble, easy to please. You will find refreshment and rest in me, for all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. Really? Really? Does that mean that we won't, if if it's always going to, does that mean, what is that pleasant and easy to bear? Does that mean that life is not going to be, have challenges and even unpleasantries? The one note there is, come to me and I will cheer you. Refresh, you know, cheer. I am cheerful and humble in heart. You will find me, you will find cheer, you know, encouragement for your soul. And I also shared this verse that has been so meaningful to me for the last few years that I felt like was just, as I was reading this, the same day I'm reminded about this particular psalm, because I'm reading through Psalms as well, or at least not as quickly. And the psalm that says, at each and every sunrise, you will hear my voice as I prepare my sacrifice of prayer to you. Every morning, I lay out the pieces of my life and on the altar and wait for the fire to fall upon my heart. I think that is a great picture of what it means to be yoked, or what it means to remain, you know, what it means to, okay, Lord, I'm, you know, here I am again. You know, I'm coming to you. I'm looking to you. I want the heaviness to be shared. You know, I know that you want to walk through this with me. You want me to walk through this with you, and so. Let me share what weariness can lead to. I'm just going to walk us through a couple of scenarios in Matthew here, because this is at the beginning of this, of the chapter 11. 28 through 30 is the last three verses of Matthew 11. Here's the beginning. It's, now while John the Baptizer was in prison, he heard about the wonderful deeds of the Christ. So he sent his disciples to ask him this question. Now, this is John the Baptist that came before Christ, that, exactly, he's called John the Baptizer because not just he baptized a lot of people, he baptized Jesus. But he says, are you, he's in prison, and it's a dark time for him. Are you really the one, he asks, the prophets said would come, or should we still wait for another? What? I mean, John the Baptist is asking this? And Jesus doesn't even, well, let me run right over there, and probably wouldn't have been possible for him to visit him anyhow. I don't know. But he says, you know, send them this report. The blind see again, the crippled walk, the lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised back to life, and the poor and broken now hear of the hope of salvation. And then that's where Erdmann's, the commentator, says, makes this famous quote, never doubt in darkness what God has shown you in the light. And that is a great reminder. Yes, because that's what happens. And there are times of darkness. There are times of heaviness. There are times of challenge. But like David, you know, that wrestling through that, coming to the Lord, I'm feeling these doubts, I'm feeling these questions, but I'm not going to doubt what you have shown me in the light. And so the thing with even though Jesus sends those words, encouragement to John, John would never be released from that prison. We'll pick up the rest of that story in Matthew 14. I didn't make slide for this, I don't think. So I'll just read a few verses. At that time, Herod heard reports about Jesus. He told his officials, this man has to be John the Baptizer who has come back from the dead. So this is, what? John's dead? For Herod had earlier arrested John for confronting him for taking the wife of his brother Philip. He had John thrown into prison and placed in chains because John had repeatedly said to him, it's not legal or proper for you to be married to Herodias, your sister-in-law. So Herod wanted John dead, but he was afraid of the people who flocked to John because they considered him to be a prophet. Well, during Herod's birthday celebration, the daughter of Herodias danced before Herod and it greatly pleased the king. So he said to her, I give you my oath, ask anything you wish and it'll be yours. And being instructed by her mother, she said, I want the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And that's what she got. So I'll just read the next couple of verses. They brought in his head, displayed it on a platter as it had been shown, after it had been shown to her mother. And then John's disciples went into the prison and carried his body away and buried it. And then they left to find Jesus and to tell him what happened. On hearing this, now this is just keeping the progression going here. On hearing this, Jesus slipped away, as you would expect, privately by boat to be alone. But when the crowds discovered he had sailed away, they emerged from all the nearby towns and followed him on foot. So when Jesus landed, just receiving the news of his cousin, horrifically killed, when he landed, he had a huge crowd waiting for him. Surprise, surprise. Seeing so many people, his heart was, he was so irritated, he just rebuked them and sent them on their way. His heart was deeply moved with compassion toward them, so he healed all the sick who were in the crowd. Later that afternoon, the disciples came to Jesus and said, hey, it's going to be dark soon, and the people are hungry, but there's nothing to eat here in this desolate place. You should send the crowds away to the nearby villages to buy themselves some food. Well, we all know what follows, yes? So here's my point. The occasion of the miraculous was during a wearying time. That right there just encourages me again. It lifts me in my spirit. Just that, such a difficult time for Jesus and the disciples, needing to be alone, to grieve and spend some time with the Father. And needing to rest. Instead he's waylaid. Really. And yet Jesus, deeply moved with compassion, healed the sick and fed the crowd. When his plans were interrupted he didn't get overwhelmed. I think that's the thing, that it seems like during wearying seasons, it doesn't really end. You keep thinking, okay, and then something more. Okay. And then, I'm not trying to convey that, well, maybe I am. It just seems like there have been a number of things. In fact, I'll just tell you this. If it's not enough of the heaviness and what's happened in people's lives, I think every appliance in our house expired this last year. I'm not kidding. And if that's not enough, when you go to get another one, they're out of stock. So we just had a range and a fridge delivered. And the day before they were to arrive, during all the rain that was, well, which one? The recent one. And I'm listening, I don't hear my sump pump going. And this is in the wee hours of the morning. I just kind of like, it's one of those times, it must have been 4 or 5, I woke up and I'm going, I don't hear the sump pump. I should be hearing the sump pump. And it's, the point is, I could not go back to sleep until I got up and checked. And I pulled open the crawl space, and there's about 6-8 inches, and we're talking thousands of gallons of water under the house. And so my heart sank a little bit. Exactly. I didn't go back to bed, but I certainly didn't worry about it. And I'll tell you the rest of that story, because I need to. So I texted my son about, I don't know, several hours later, and says, "Hey, how's your day going?" "Good." And he, of course, he replies, "Good, good. How about yours?" "Oh, good, except for my sump pump's not working," or something like that. And he says, "I'll be right over." Leaves work, comes over, looks down there. "Oh yeah, no big deal. Let's see, I've got some time this afternoon. Shall we do with it then?" Wow. That's my boy. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's just things that happen over and over and over. And pretty soon, you're just, it doesn't take much for many of us to feel weary. Yes? And I just love the example. I just think there's something here for us as a church, even in the midst of a wearying season, even in the midst of when one source of weariness is interrupted by another, that to hear what the word of the Lord is, that in this season of weariness, let Jesus carry the load. Let him carry that weight. And more than that, look for the opportunity of the miraculous. I've heard that in times past, and I realize, but it's just like, if I'm not careful, I will allow the cares of the world, the things that's going on, and miss the opportunity to witness or be involved in a miracle. Just the simple, not that, and when I say by miracle, just simply serving people, being available to serve people and to minister. Here's Jesus, both ministering and modeling. Mm-hmm. You know, he's ministering to the crowds, he's healing them, he's feeding them. But what are the disciples doing? Wide eyes. Wow. Knowing what Jesus is going, you know, knowing what they're facing. And yet, here's Jesus. This is how you respond when the people cry out. And this is our God. Not that you could do any of this. We can't heal people. Right. But we can pray for people. We can encourage people. We can, like you mentioned earlier, Barbara, you know, reach out to people. Yeah, I heard you're not doing well. Or I heard that you've got COVID and you've got six kids to manage at the same time. You know, there's just stuff, and it's like, you know, it just sounds overwhelming, but being available to reach out and to minister and to model. I think that's our calling, is not just to minister, but realizing that we're an example. We get to follow in the steps of Jesus. Yes? What happens next? Do I have time to tell you just a little bit more?
Yeah.
Jesus sends the disciples into a storm. And I won't read it at all. It's the occasion. It's the end of chapter 14. And Jesus sends them out and, you know, tells them, get in the boat, go across the lake. And he, you know, it's kind of like, it might feel like even get out of my hair. But that's, Jesus went to pray. But then, and I think it's Mark's version that says that he could see them out there straining against the oars and having a hard time. About the fourth watch, he comes out there, and that's the occasion of him walking on the water. And I seeing some of those events and realizing, because it's, as a preacher, I tend to look at those things, and maybe let's preach on the feeding of the 5,000. Let's preach on Jesus walking the water. Let's preach, you know, on these things individually. Seeing them all together in real time, it just gave me a greater appreciation of Jesus, the Son of God, yes, but he was fully man. He faced what we faced. He feels what we feel, and he modeled what the life of the Holy Spirit, when we allow the power of the Holy Spirit to be who we depend upon in these times, look what can happen. Look what can happen. And instead of, you know, I'm a planner. You know, I'm planning. I've got stuff to do. You know, I feel like sometimes God says you don't allow for interruptions. You're just on a tear, and God, how many times is the occasion of a miracle where Jesus is interrupted, or he's on his way somewhere, and I just think, what am I missing? What? Don't even tell me, God. I don't even want to know what I've missed or how I've preempted a it's not that I want it to, and Jesus certainly doesn't condemn, but it's a word to me and to you today that we would, in the middle of the storm, in the middle of our grief, in the middle of our weariness, as we sang this morning, that we would look up and see that Jesus is closer than we think, that he's walking on the water under my house. he's with us during these times. If we would recognize it and be aware. Did I want to say anything more? Yes. Just quickly, just that Jesus doesn't just heal people, but he's master of all. He can, you know, control the wind and the waves. He is God, and that it would be okay for us to ask him to intervene in any and every situation. But even if he doesn't change the circumstances, the main thing that my constant prayer is, God, at least remind me that you're walking through this valley of the shadow of death. You know, you don't leave me. And he says, take courage. And so I want to, let me pray for you first. Lord, it's the reason why you give us your word. Lord, we can't always, there's times when we feel your presence, but there's a lot of times where we don't. And there are a lot of times where it's not only dark and difficult, it's wearing, it's heavy. And our natural tendency is to doubt, just like John the Baptist. And wonder, or whine, or all of the above. And remind us, Lord, that even during those times, that our resolve needs to be like David, who pours out his complaint, but then he waits for you to show yourself. And in the one psalm, that in Psalm 5, it's the waiting, whether it's David that wrote this psalm or not, I don't remember, but waiting for your fire to fall. And so, Lord, during these days, Lord, may we develop a heart that looks to you, depends upon you, and waits for you. Waits for your fire to fall. Strengthen us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stand, and I want to bless you. You can actually, if you've still got the computer going there, you can put that last verse up there if you want. Joe?
With those who wait?
Uh-huh. So this is the blessing that I would speak. You can read the verse if you want, but I'm saying, may God bless you with his grace. Wait for it. Wait for it. Depend upon it. And then the scripture that says, but those who wait for Yahweh's grace, those who stay yoked with Jesus, may you experience divine strength. May you rise up on soaring wings and fly like eagles. May you rise up on soaring wings and fly like eagles. May you run your race without growing weary. And may you walk through life without giving up. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.